time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 13th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we are following this half hour. A sad scene at the downtown Central Library in Santa Rosa, where someone threw rocks through several windows on Friday night. Two front doors, a window behind their brightly painted Charlie Brown, and several other side doors and windows suffered damage. Some of the rocks were the size of softballs. The attack was captured on surveillance video. An unidentified bearded man was seen throwing the rocks. There is no estimate yet on the cost to repair all that damage. Santa Rosa police are looking for your help in finding a missing man. 101-year-old William Gunther was last seen driving away from his residence in Montgomery Drive yesterday afternoon. He is described as 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing about 155 pounds, with white hair. He was driving a Subaru Legacy with the license plate number 8CWR708. Police think he may have been headed to the Sonoma County coast. Anyone who sees him or has any information should contact the Santa Rosa Police Department. A mountain lion was spotted by a Ring doorbell camera strolling through Boys Hot Springs early Sunday morning. The cat was identified as P4, a tagged 12 to 13-year-old female that lives near the Audubon Canyon Ranch east of Highway 12. The cat sauntered by the camera and disappeared into the night. No other sightings were reported. In sports, Tiger Woods will tee it up this weekend at the Genesis Invitational at Riviera for the first time in about a year. And he'll be wearing a new line of clothing. Woods announced his new brand, Sunday Red, yesterday. It's a collaboration with TaylorMade Golf. Your forecast, areas of fog, then mostly sunny with low 60s. Tonight, turning cloudy, overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, do expect rain about a quarter inch with highs in the 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The 2024 presidential primary election is almost here, and the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters has made it easier and more convenient for you to vote. The Voters' Choice Act gives you more flexibility in choosing how, when, and where to cast your ballot. All active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Fill it out and drop it in the mail, or place it in an official ballot drop box located throughout Sonoma County. If you prefer to vote in person, vote centers will be open starting Saturday, February 24th through Election Day, Tuesday, March 5th. All vote centers will have language assistance and accessible voting devices. Find official ballot drop box locations, vote center locations, and hours of operation in your voter information guide and on the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters website. Visit SoCoVotes.com. SoCoVotes.com. With more days and more ways to vote, you choose what works best for you.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Elisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
102.7
All right, guys, a little after 7 o'clock, Rick Michaels here with Def Leppard on the way this hour. Also got some Uncle Cracker, Styx, U2, the Talking Heads on the way. Also Lionel Richie, Whitesnake, and Elton John, and we're going to rewind the year 1975 as well. This hour on 102.7, The Wolf.
This one goes out to This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple cry.
occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire! Fire! This one goes out. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. Another prop has occupied my time. This one goes out to the one I love.
team.
Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Demolition war, can I be your man? Wrestling in a desolate, in a passionate day. Television lover, baby, go all night. Sometime, anytime, sugar be sweet. Little miss of innocence, sugar.
Let's get another update on the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Tuesday morning from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Heads up for delays downtown. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by KFC. On northbound 101, just past Baker, we have some kind of an unspecified lane hazard in the roadway. CHP is going to run a break and slow everyone down so they can get that out of your way. So far, no major slowing right now. Just watch for sudden changes on the roadway. On the southbound side of 101, still very heavy heading out of Petaluma. You are jammed up from before Castaigne now. getting down into the Narrows. It's brake lights all the way. Getting to Central San Rafael, it's going to take you about 39 minutes now. Petaluma to the Golden Gate, 52 minutes. KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is here. Fries, mashed potatoes, cheese, and bacon come together to make a smashable snack that's only $3.49. It's finger-licking good. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. All in a shame. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you. You can carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. You're giving me.
Ooh, the joy that you're giving me.
I want you to know that I believe in your song.
Oh, yeah.
Rhythm and rhyme and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
You help me along.
Making me strong.
Oh, you're making me strong.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll. And free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Drift away.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Rewinds 1975.
Patty Hearst is still missing with the SLA. Cesar Chavez and the United Farm Workers are boycotting Gallo Winery. In Sonoma County, the city council votes against letting Cristo build his running fence through Cotati. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this. as The Wolf rewinds 1975.
Just touch me and my troubles all fade.
At 102.7 The Wolf, I'm rocking Ricky Michaels on this Tuesday morning. You hear about this. It's an amazing story. A pair of 90-year-old twins were reunited for the first time since they were kids. As a matter of fact, when you read the story, then you figure out exactly why. Well, they were apart for so many years because one of them started immediately whining about having to share a room.
I have grown, I have scaled, peace in a war.
for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 13th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A 57-foot fishing boat remains stuck on Salmon Creek State Beach following another attempt to free the vessel that ran aground Friday night. The Aleutian Storm appears to be capable of being refloated, but multiple attempts to pull it back out to sea by powerful tugboats from San Francisco during the high tide were unsuccessful.